inclusive society, it has to do with partnership. Because when you want to include, you need everybody. You include everybody in the society to be involved in what is going on in the community, in the nation, and in the world.
So Nigeria now suffers from troubles, as we all know, and Boko Haram kidnapped some 300 girls a while ago. What do you say to the people, especially young people, who are thinking of joining Boko Haram?
Well, what I would tell the young people thinking of joining Boko Haram is that they should think again. We are all human. So when you kill a brother of yours, because we are one. So let's think of unity, let's think of peace, and let's think of togetherness.
Tell me a little bit about what you do in Nigeria.
I am here to represent Youth Interfaith Council. It's actually a youth wing of Interfaith Forum of Muslim and Christian Women Organization in Kaduna. Since Northern Nigeria is known to have some challenges of religious and ethnic issues for some time now, what we do is to bring the leaders of both the Muslims and the Christians together to form a forum where we address peace issues. We do seminars for them. We will go to communities. We organize community forums where we bring everybody in the community. We discuss peace. We discuss things that are causing problems in the community. And for such forums, we get people to say so many things. And at the end of it, everybody is happy because there is peace. And once there is peace, you can do everything because there is peace.
Even the little things you can do.
Yes, you can do.
Like going to school too.
Going to school. Also in our organization, we go to schools where we get the children together. We teach them about peace. So we call them Catch Them Young. We talk to them about peace. Because by the time they start growing, we believe that there will be peace ambassadors.
You participate here and you will be presenting a narrative of tomorrow.
Yes.
What is your vision for tomorrow?
My vision is we want to see that tomorrow, our future, starting from today, that religion, we encourage everyone to live in one another in peace. Because with peace, you can do everything. With peace, you'll be happy. And the peace starts from ourselves. If you don't have peace, you cannot give peace. So you start with yourself.